Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
All right, it's J. Stu, and once again, I'm at the Mighty Sketchbook Comics, and with me this week is Mighty Ryan McNabb.
Yes, hello.
And you want to buy pretty much one of everything this week.
Firefly stuff, yes.
Yeah, and Deadpool.
And Deadpool. That'd break the bank on that one.
No issues with either of those things.
All right, and that, of course, is the voice of our good friend Jeff. Hey, man.
How's it going?
Not too bad. We got a lot of stuff to cover this week, sir.
Definitely.
We haven't been in a few weeks. Life got in the way, but we're back.
It happens.
All right, so right off the top, thoughts on the new Captain America, who's apparently going to be the Falcon, and on Thor, who's going to be a girl.
The girl Thor doesn't bother me. It's a story. It'll pass, and I mean, so is Captain America. But It feels like rehash stuff, to be honest. It feels like it's been done before. I mean, we've had replacement Thors before. We had Frog Thor,
yeah.
Girl Thor, and, you know, all those things. But the Captain America one, to me, just seems like incredibly lazy writing. I mean, has it been 2 years since Bucky was no longer Captain America? We just had a replacement. And now we're getting, you know, Batman Beyond with Captain America because, you know, Batman Beyond was new guy in a bat costume and old Bruce Wayne back at the cave giving him information and technical support and training him. And that's what we get with Captain America now. You know, we got old decrepit Steve Rogers now at Avengers Mansion giving technical support and teaching the Falcon how to throw the shield. First off, why does the Falcon need to be somebody else?
Yeah,
he's the Falcon.
He's the Falcon for a reason. Like.
But now Captain America can talk to birds and see through birds' eyes? That doesn't even make sense to me. And then on top of that, you know, now he, in the pictures of him wearing the Captain America costume, he still has the wings.
Mm-hmm.
So much like Batman Begins, where Batman can now fly, so can Captain America.
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous.
What a coincidence.
And don't get me started on the Super Soldier Serum. We're taking the Super Soldier Serum away, so he ages 65 years? The Super Soldier Serum didn't keep him from aging. He was frozen in a block of ice. So we take that away, and now he suddenly ages? That doesn't even begin to make sense.
Exactly.
You don't hold back there, Jeff. Just
Captain America is my favorite Marvel character, so. And I loved when they made Bucky Cap.
Oh, that was a fantastic
one. It was a great
run.
Story. It flowed. It made logical sense. It was a good story. Maybe this will be a good story, but it doesn't make any sense coming out of the gate. And like I said, it seems like lazy writing to go back to the same story that we had like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. You know?
Do you think they'll change it back? I mean, just like comics.
Absolutely. The Avengers 2 comes out next year.
Yeah. That's when it'll happen. And Thor will be
then
again.
And the superior Iron Man? Oh, man. The less said about that, the better.
Yeah, he's a weird gray uniform now.
Yeah, and it's not, nothing's happening to him except after the Axis story, he's going to give in to his id and his ego. I'm like, really? This doesn't even be. It's going to take one hell of a story to convince me that this makes any sense at all. Any. It's good I'm a DC reader.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of DC, we'll change the subject before you, like, blow up on us.
No worries.
How did you like Grayson?
I loved it.
Okay.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was good fun, a different approach for the character. I enjoyed it a lot, but he's still him.
Oh, yeah.
They still have him doing all the acrobatic stuff, and I like the art when they use the hypnos. It kind of puts that wave behind them, and I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. I'm looking forward to more. And surprisingly enough, I really like the new Teen Titans.
I was going to say, I saw it over on the shelf there, and the art's decent.
Yeah, and it feels like a Teen Titans book again.
Okay, unlike the last series.
The last series was terrible.
Okay.
And it still throws me a bit to see Red Robin flying instead of swinging.
Yeah.
I was talking over with Joel when I read it. There's a picture of him jumping off a building and then just flying. I'm like, no. This is when he should have the grapple gun in his hand, and you know, but it's a little different, but it feels like a Teen Titan book again.
Oh, that's good, because I read the first 4 issues of the last series, and I couldn't do it anymore.
I think I made it to about 3.
Oh, okay. Wow. Sorry I beat you there.
Yeah.
Are you still reading Future's End?
I am. Yeah. I'm enjoying that one.
It's starting to have a real 52 feel to it now.
A little bit, yeah. 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 But I think it's going to tie closely to the Earth 2 World's End book.
Yeah, I think we're going to finally see this war they keep talking about.
I think it's going to tie very closely to that.
Yeah, so. Can't wait to see that one. That's in September?
October.
October,
yeah,
okay.
I'm pretty sure it's October.
Cool, cool. And Death of Archie was a big deal this week, I guess?
Yeah, yeah. Sold out of it, so.
Yeah.
Which is always nice, but I love the fact that Archie is doing things differently now. I love the fact they're taking chances. Afterlife with Archie, the Death of Archie. This stuff is, it's fantastic. When was the last time Archie was relevant as a company, let alone a character?
Ryan, we'll let you take that one.
Well, it's funny. They're trying to get me to read in, like, Archie versus, like,
Afterlife
Punisher
with Archie
and everything. Like, I'm like, I kind of, last thing I remember reading Archie was in the Digest.
Yep. That you got at the supermarket.
They still do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when Kath and Jay are telling me, it's like, yeah, you should check it out. It's a really good read. But I'm hearing that from actually a lot of people.
Afterlife with Archie is phenomenal.
Really?
They've got a it's not really a follow-up to it, but it's in the same vein. They're doing a Sabrina the Witch book, and it's being done as a horror book.
I'll check it out, just because I'm hearing a lot more people are saying
I think it's
number one graphic novel last month.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I think it's John Goldwater. He's like the grandson of one of the original owners. Is now like the CEO in charge of the company. Something to that effect. I may have his title wrong. But he's the driving force behind all of it. He's the one that allowed them to do Kevin Keller. And he's the one that allowed them to do Afterlife with Archie and Death of Archie. So this guy's, I think I read a comment online that said this guy's not only willing to kind of break out of the box, he's willing to light the box on fire. So
yeah, some huge changes. I guess their superhero line's coming back too.
I really like the Crusaders. You know, the Shield and the Fly. I really loved them when they were the Impact line at DC.
Yeah.
And even when they brought the Shield back, I don't know, five, 6 years ago at DC, I really dug that book with Marco Rudy on the art. But, they just kind of fade away continuously. So hopefully they can bring it back and make it stick for a while.
Now, here's a great segue. Speaking of Archie, and we haven't had a chance to talk to you about this, Niagara Falls Comic Con.
Yes.
Ran into you the first day, and you actually got to do some moderation for some of the panels. How'd that come about, and how was that for you?
It was awesome. It was a good time. I ended up only doing two because the third one got canceled. The Ken Lashley one got canceled. I did the one for Dan Parent from Archie, and I did the one for the Marvel artists, which was Marco Rudy, Leonard Kirk, and the Mike Del Mundo. I was going to say, he's the artist on Elektra, and his name is slipping my mind. But, yeah, the three of them. It was huge fun. James from Niagara Falls Comic Con asked me if I wanted to do them. I guess the big guys like Neil Adams and stuff like that were being handled by the comic book men.
Oh, okay.
So they needed somebody to do the other ones, so he asked me if I wanted to do it, and it was a good time.
That's
I liked it a lot.
Was that the first time you did something like that?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely the first time. Yeah, it was great.
That's awesome.
The Dan Parent one was a lot of fun because it was just him. And, I mean, quite honestly, in the first one, the Marvel one, nobody asked any questions. So I would just try and ask questions that I had prepared in case nobody did, which apparently worked out well on my behalf. But I would just ask questions that would get the three of them kind of talking amongst themselves, and everybody seemed to think that was cool. And with Dan Parent, because it was just him and I talking, but we were actually getting questions from the floor for him as well. And
that's cool.
It was good, though. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had a chance to talk to him, and nice guy. He was the guy that created Kevin Keller from Archie.
Yeah. He was nominated for an award by LGTB.
Right,
and, he was up for an Eisner for comedy writer, and I believe he got nominated for an Eisner again this year. Or maybe a Harvey. There's so many comic awards, I don't even...
Yeah.
You just end up confusing them. But, he was nominated for something else again this year.
Oh, cool.
So was Afterlife with Archie.
It should be. You should read that, sir.
It is really good. It's shockingly good.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I remember when we first brought it in, Joel and I ordered it because we were like, this is awesome. How can this not be just ridiculous? And then it came in, and it was just serious, hardcore horror. And just with characters that we all grew up knowing in a different fashion.
Okay.
And we read the first issue, and we were blown away by it. And it sat on the shelves. And then about 3-4 weeks later, maybe even more than that, all of a sudden, it must have shown up somewhere. It must have been on TV, you know. Somebody was seen with it. I don't know.
So people were coming in.
And then all of a sudden, they were gone. People just...
Wow.
The phones lit up with people asking for it, and all of a sudden, the books were just gone. and it's just been constant. Yeah, it's a fantastic
book. Okay, like I said, I'm hearing from more than one person that's saying it's supposed to be a good read. So,
yeah, Franco Villa does the art for it.
Amazing art.
Does not look like an Archie book. I tell you what it looks like right now, but it's just our voices, so nobody will be able to see it. But it is right up there. Yeah, it does not look like an Archie book at all.
I remember, like, what's his name? His friend always eating the burgers.
Yeah, Jughead.
Jughead.
Yeah. Well, all I can tell you about Afterlife with Archie is...
He doesn't eat burgers anymore.
Poor Jughead.
Okay, I'll give it a read.
Yeah, it's well worth it. Well worth it.
Now, Jeff, this is another segue. What else should Ryan be reading? What have you been reading lately that you've been loving?
Harley Quinn, but we talked about that earlier. Yes. Yeah, definitely. Fantastic book. Like I said, I'm not a Harley fan, but fun book.
Okay, I'll read that. I think I'll borrow that from you, Jay, to see if it's a worthy investment to my collection.
I really like Forever People right now. It's a lot of fun, and I can't help thinking that because these are fourth world characters, new god characters, that they're going to play an essential role with things like World's End, Future's End, the fact that the new gods are playing a role in Rise of Robin, or Robin Rises, or however that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are all good. Future's End has been fun. I really like the new Suicide Squad. It, for the first time in a long time, it... At least for the first issue, felt a lot more like the old Ostrander run from the from the 80s. So I'm really excited that it's... Hopefully it will continue that. Right now, I've been reading a lot of, like, the IDW Transformers stuff and the IDW Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles stuff. I don't know why. I just kind of got hooked into them, and they're good. But I'm way behind on those. I'm nowhere near current. Yeah. That's the stuff I've been reading a lot of. Like I said, Teen Titans this week was good. It was Titans again. You know, not whatever it was before.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what to call it. One thing I would personally would kind of steer you away from is those 100th anniversary books from Marvel.
They looked weird.
Yeah. They're odd. Doesn't make a ton of sense for me that last week they put out the 100th anniversary book for the X-Men. We're right in the middle of the death of Wolverine, where he's going to die in September. And they put out a book that takes place in the future that has Wolverine in it. You know, it just kind of feels like you're shooting yourself in the foot with your event.
Yeah.
Now, on top of that, in that book, Wolverine could have been played by any role. He didn't have a... Like, any character could have been that role. You know, it was not essential to the story whatsoever. I think he fought a little, and that was about it.
Oh, okay.
But... Superman right now, the Jeff Johns and John Romita Jr.
Ask you about that
I
one.
Really enjoyed. I liked the scene where they kind of show Superman's downtime when he's just hanging out and he's on the phone with like Wonder Woman and all that stuff. Other stuff that I'm really enjoying. I love Justice League right now.
Yes.
With Lex Luthor. I didn't know how that was going to work. It works well. It works very well.
One of the best Alfred scenes ever last issue.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Because I did not see that coming at all. I just figured, yeah, he's Batman. What does he care? And then Alfred plays into it. And the Alfred stuff is just fantastic. Yeah. I'm trying to think of anything else that I think you should absolutely read.
Yeah, I think Ryan spent some more money.
Some books that I think you should read from Dark Horse is Black Sad.
What's that?
It's a French comic strip about basically a private detective. It's all done with animals.
Okay.
So Black Sad is like a big panther, basically, like a big cat.
Okay.
But he walks around in like a suit and stuff, and just fantastic book.
Read.
It's done in like a 30s type setting, and some 30s, 40s, and sometimes it's got... ties into the like the blues music and white supremacy. They've got two collections out so far, and third one is due in a couple of months, I think. But yeah, they reprint the stuff from France, and these are guys that worked on Disney movies as animators.
Okay, I'll check it out.
The cartooning is phenomenal on them.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned like the 30s style. I'm just noticing the covers. Like, obviously these are variants.
The Bombshell covers, yeah.
Okay.
Those are great.
They did those last month. Not all of their books, but a lot of their books got Bombshell covers. They're fantastic. I kept one of each of them myself. This month is 75th anniversary of Batman, so all the variants have the have a Batman pair up on it. And some of them are fantastic, too. The Justice League United one is really good. The Grayson one is fantastic. It's just Batman's head with Grayson hanging on a wire in front.
Really?
Oh, cool. It's phenomenal.
Cool. Now, what's coming out this week that you're looking forward to?
Batman 33 comes out this week. I'm not sure if I'm looking forward to these books or not. I just watched the TV series recently with Doctor Who, but the new Doctor Who 10th Doctor and the Doctor Who 11th Doctor number ones both hit this week.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see. You know, sometimes tie-ins are interesting, and sometimes they are the worst things ever printed on paper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree big time.
Storm number one comes out this week. Issue 33 of Superman, which is the second issue of Jones and Romita Jr.'s run, comes out this week. Walking Dead trade paperback 21 comes out. But probably what I'm looking forward to the most is Ragnarok from IDW, which is Walt Simonson's new book.
Oh, okay.
So I'm looking forward to that. They've been reprinting his Star Slammers, and I loved his Orion run with DC back, you know, 15 years ago, I think.
And by the way, this was the guy that wrote the famous Thor Frog story.
Yes, yes. He wrote the Thor Frog story when nobody knew about it in advance. You know, there was no internet at the time, so you found out when it hit, and all of a sudden, Thor was turned into a frog. And it's fantastic. So, and don't get me wrong, maybe female Thor will be incredible. Jason Aaron's writing it. You know,
great writer.
He's a good writer. Captain America, Falcon is Captain America, could be great. I'm not really holding my breath. Like I said, that one to me seems like lazy storytelling. I'm not the biggest Remender fan when it comes to writing. And he's the Falcon. He doesn't need to be Captain America. Captain America Beyond.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, we'll see you next time. I think next time we'll be in, we'll have a bunch of San Diego announcements to go over.
Probably.
So,
probably.
We look forward to seeing you next time. And as usual, get down to Sketchbook Comics. It's an amazing store.
Yes, it is.
Spend all your money like Ryan's going to do. And pass the word on. And we'll talk to you guys next time.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.